This is episode number 51, a mindset to rekindle your sense of purpose and meaning.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
This is episode number 51, a mindset to rekindle your purpose and meaning. What does it mean to have purpose and meaning? Have you ever thought about this? I think about this all the time. To be really honest, one of my top strengths and one of my personal values is spirituality. Spirituality includes all those things that you might consider religious, connected to faith. But also beyond that, spirituality includes a whole sense of purpose and meaning in life. Whether or not you are a religious person or a spiritual person, all of us want to have meaning and purpose in our lives. In fact, if we find ourselves caught in an activity that does not have purpose for us, doesn't bring us any meaning, we often become bored or disengaged, or maybe we don't even want to be there or participate at all. If there's one thing the pandemic has done to the world, it has slowed us down and allowed us a chance, just a small glimpse at deeply reviewing our purpose in life, our sense of connection to our bigger ideals, this idea of who we are, where we're headed, what we're all about. I remember very distinctly a conversation I had with a man about purpose and meaning in life. I asked, "What do you feel your purpose in life is?" And he said, "I don't know. I don't have one. There isn't a purpose in life. We're all just here, trying to struggle to get by." Then he asked me, "Do you know what your purpose in life is?" I do. I really have a clear sense of it, but it has taken me a long struggle to come up with, to clarify for myself, and to really feel. But I do have a sense of purpose. I have a very clear purpose in all that I do. I want to bring good into the world. I want to be the best version of myself, and I want to help other people do the same thing. I want to help you have a good sense of who you are so you can enjoy your purpose in life and move forward in that direction. What is it that you're all about? What do you enjoy? What do you care about? What got you to where you are now? To help us with this little discovery day today, I'm going to share a little bit from the book, Claiming Your Place at the Fire. The book is called Claiming Your Place at the Fire, Living the Second Half of Your Life on Purpose. It's by Richard Leader and David Shapiro. They also wrote a couple of other interesting books you might check out, Repacking Your Bags, and also one called Whistle While You Work. These are a couple of bestsellers. I recommend checking them out, as well as this book, Claiming Your Place at the Fire, Living the Second Half of Your Life on Purpose. Now, when I picked up this book, I thought, who is this really intended for? I wondered, the second half of my life? Am I that old? Are we that old? Well, if we think about life expectancies, yes, we very well could be in the middle of our lives or even beyond that middle point. We might very well already be in the second half of our lives. Imagine, there are many people who just fly through life quickly, never stopping to examine or question or think about it, never revising or redrafting any parts of life, and near the end of life hoping it turned out well. I don't want to be that person. I actually take a lot of time to pause. I reflect on my past. I journal. I think about where I'm headed, and I purposely create a sense of purpose and meaning in all that I do. Now, it wasn't always that way. When I was a young adult, I was just trying to get a job, get a career going. When I was a young married person, I was just trying to start a family. When I was a young mother, I was just trying to help these kids grow up and develop. And now that my kids are grown and they are adults, I look back at all of that, and I do realize I did a lot of reflecting along the way. I did a lot of thoughtful, conscious acting and considering things, but a lot of that time flew by as well. So looking to the future, one of my personal desires is to live the second half of my life on purpose. How about you? Are you interested in living a little bit more intentionally than maybe the past? Of course, we have done really well to this point. We haven't gotten where we are today by accident. We've done a lot of things on purpose. We've reflected, we've considered, we've planned, we've pursued additional opportunities, education, relationships, growth, or maybe hobbies. We've done a lot of things to create our lives the way they are right now. And maybe we love that. We have also the future. And now that we have a chance to reflect and think about how things are, maybe there's a little glimmer of space in there where we might consider we would like things to be even better in the future. The authors of this book suggest that if we're not growing, we're in the process of dying. I've never really thought about it that way, have you? Personally, I have thought if I'm not growing, I'm regressing. I need to continue my growth so that I continue to be more and more able, capable, wise, and patient, and all of those things. But I never thought of that as the process of dying. And perhaps they are right. They propose four questions that we can answer for ourselves to help live the second half of life on purpose, give ourselves a sense of purpose and meaning in greater ways, and live a lot more intentionally. The first question they ask is, who am I? Now that's a big question, right? Maybe at one time or another, we've all asked that question, who am I? What is really unique about me? What is my story? What do I contribute? What do I bring to the table? If you've never done this exercise, I highly recommend what they suggest in their book, and that is to look at your past. Identify your stories. As a professional coach, I have done this with a few other people. We've looked at their past and really just drawn a timeline. And as we drew the timeline, individually, they would place peaks and valleys for the strong areas, for the struggles, and label each of these things. I had one coaching client speak with me about his life map, and it was particularly striking. As he shared it with me, he was sharing a series of events, choices, and conditions of his life. What I heard was some patterns that emerged, specific strengths, places where he made decisions about beliefs he wanted to have as an adult because of what had happened to him as a younger person. As we look at our own stories, we're going to find that we actually have come along a certain direction in many areas of our lives. In a much earlier podcast this year, I shared a story about my mother taking me to travel different places and how I then, as a band teacher, took students to travel and expand their experiences. As I recounted those stories, I found a lot more direction and purpose in what I was doing. Just like that, we can look at our entire lives from the earliest memories we have to the current time, and we can recount traits that we possessed, talents we had, decisions we made, beliefs we adopted, and things that really created the person we are today. As we look over that past, we can decide, is there a story worth sharing? Is there something here that brings wisdom that I might share with other people? There are so many opportunities like that. I encourage you to look at your past and create a timeline and think about the strengths, the low points, the talents, gifts, and beliefs, the assumptions you developed. These are going to bring you a great sense of who you are right now. Some other things can help you explore who you are and what you think. For example, you might consider what you value most. As a coach, I often recommend a values inventory activity. There's one available on my website, drbcoach.com, if you would like to explore one. As you do a values inventory activity, it becomes very clear what you care most about in life. Why some things just rub you the wrong way. Why sometimes you just don't want to participate in something. If you're feeding these values that you care most about, you're going to feel meaning, purpose, and greater happiness. Overall life satisfaction increases. There's direction to what you're doing. If you're not able to live your values, or they're blocked in certain activities you engage in or relationships you're in, it's very difficult to feel satisfied with your life or your current situation. That would be a great opportunity to either set some goals or make some changes. The second question recommended in this book is, where do I belong? Now, this idea isn't just, who are my friends? Where do I fit in? How can I find a space to really be me? It's more about, where can your gifts, talents, and wisdom be valued, shared, appreciated, and contribute to the future? Where can you bring those gifts, talents, abilities, values, strengths, all those things? Where can you actually create and be a more complete version of who you are right now, even more expanded, more fulfilled, and more open? That's an important question. Where do you belong? The third one is, what do I care about? Along the lines of where you belong, this is sort of like having a sense of where you fit into the world, a powerful sense of where you've come from, where you are right now, and where you're going. This brings confidence to your story and to the choices that you're making in the future as well. The third question the authors ask is, what do I care about? This is about renewing your calling in life, your sense of real purpose and meaning. You want to find something meaningful and valuable to do with all that you have and who you are. Maybe you want to help others. Maybe you want to teach. Maybe you want to contribute or develop new things. In the second half of life, we have this ability to slow down and stop having to achieve and prove ourselves or prove our worth and accept who we are, both the strengths and the weaknesses. And in this space, we can be extremely generous with other people. We know who we are and we no longer have to prove it. The real power comes from being willing and able to share with other people. Then this last question is, what is my legacy? This is also referred to as why we get up in the morning. And it's not just because we have to go to work, but our legacy is where we think, what would I do with the rest of my life if I wasn't paid for it? What is the purpose of what I do? What do I really get excited about? And now I'm going to just quote these authors in their book, Claiming Your Place at the Fire. And it's on page 5 in the early part of their book. And it's about how when we've made this decision about our legacy, we can burn with the beacon that guides us, our purpose. We light the way for ourselves and others to follow. The incandescence is powerfully illuminating. And as we forge ahead, lit by our fire of purpose, we light the way into the future. There's so much we can share with other people when we have decided, well, why are we here? And instead of defaulting to duty, responsibility, obligation, and paying debts or whatever it is that we might be embracing today, we choose consciously and we embrace it. And all that we are doing, it naturally becomes a mission and calling and direction in life instead of just things that we have to do. Now, granted, it might be a job. We might be paying bills. We might be punching a time clock, but we're doing something higher when we're doing all that. And it brings to mind this idea of job crafting. For example, I heard this story about how the trash collector is going and taking the trash in the neighborhoods and picking it up. And one day sees that a certain person has not put their trash out. And that trash collector took great pride in what they were doing, went and got their trash can from its side yard space and collected the trash anyway. Had an invested desire to help people, serve people, and love them. And the way that person created more purpose and meaning in his job, I find that quite inspiring. I've heard that phrase, bloom where you are planted. You might have heard that too. And it is serve well in whatever calling you have or whatever space you have to offer the world. It's kind of like when you come across a flower growing in that crack in the sidewalk, and it has this inherent beauty, and it's kind of wild that it's just growing there in the sidewalk, right? It doesn't really matter where you are, but that what you do is what gives you a sense of purpose. It's not the activity that brings the purpose, it's you. You decide what matters most to you. You know your value and your worth as a human being, what you bring to the table, and you take advantage of that to drive your direction forward. So just to recap today, we've talked about four different questions people tend to ask themselves and which the authors completely focus on in their book, Claiming Your Place at the Fire, Living the Second Half of Your Life on Purpose. And if we really think about it, none of us really knows how long our lives will be. We might very well be in the second half of our lives or far beyond that midpoint. Are we living it in a way that we really want to? Do we have a sense of control over our own thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, and direction? Because I propose to you that we do determine our own direction, and we do get to decide what we think, feel, and believe. And we can put our meaning and our purpose into everything that we currently do. And we can make some choices to change that direction if it's not really aligned with who we want to be. Now, as we ponder and slow down and consider how we're going to take the next steps forward, this is a great time to reflect on what it would mean to be an even better version of ourselves, to claim our place with wisdom, power, and authenticity to contribute to others, and to really bring our gifts to the world the way that we could. If we got out of our own way and let go of the desire to please others, the desire to prove our worth, any self-doubts we might have, if we just got out of our own way and did those things that came to us, what could we do? Remarkable things, I'd say. This coming week, I encourage you to pick up your own copy of this book by Leader and Shapiro, Claiming Your Place at the Fire, Living the Second Half of Your Life on Purpose, and start thinking about where you would like to take things in the future. Are you pleased with how they're going for you right now? Would you like to make a few changes? What goals would you like to set? What vision would you like to have for the rest of your life from this point onward? Let's start working and taking steps to make that a reality. And I wish you all the best this coming week in becoming an even better version of you.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.